Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Tim Ventura, filling in for Tim and Julie Harris, and welcome to Casual Friday on Real Estate Coaching Radio. This week, we're going to be joined by nationally syndicated columnist, author, trainer, and speaker, Bernice Ross, who's going to tell us about some time-saving, money-making, must-have agent apps. Now, this is a live show, so call in with your questions to 347-857-1195 or write me at questions@realestatecoachingradio.com. Also, if you haven't done so already, take a moment to visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com and schedule your appointment for a free one-on-one coaching call with a trained professional real estate coach from our staff, including Tim or Julie Harris. We've just completed a full overhaul of the website, which again is at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. So check it out. Take a look. Tell me what you think. And again, you can tell me by emailing questions@realestatecoachingradio.com. Now, before we get started today, let me tell you a little bit about Bernice. She has over 30 years of top-producing real estate sales experience. She's the former director of training for the 4,000-agent Prudential John Douglas Company. She's authored over 1,000 articles on Inman News, written several books, and is involved with coaching and mentoring herself. So when Bernice recommends a real estate app, like she will today, I seriously recommend that you pay attention because she knows what she's talking about. So if she says this will work for you, you can pretty much be guaranteed that it will. It is an honor and a pleasure to introduce you to Bernice Ross. So without any further ado, Bernice, welcome to Casual Friday.
Thank you, Tim. I'm delighted to be here, and thank you for all the people that are listening in. I'm very happy to have a chance to have a conversation with you and answer any questions that you may have. I can't swear on all the apps that we're going to talk to because a bunch of them are brand new, but there's some that I thought that were very intriguing, and we're going to talk about those today. And then, of course, any journal questions, coaching, or training, those are right up our alley on the show. Isn't that right, Tim?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I was really excited, too. You know, when we were discussing show topics and you sent me over some of those apps, I had a chance to look. And it's really amazing what technology is doing for agents these days. I mean, you know, a couple of these apps I looked at and I thought, well, it's useful. It might be a little bit gimmicky. But then, you know, with the majority of these, I was like, you know, I could see a real solid practical use for this in someone's business. So I appreciate your sharing about these with us. Well, Bernice, you have a deep and profound experience in real estate. So before we get into these must-have apps, I want to start out by asking you to share just a bit about your experience in the industry and how it's led you to where you are today.
That's a great question, Tim. I have actually kind of a funny story about how I got started. I actually started teaching psychology when I was 22 years old at the college level. I was a little bit of an overachiever. And in any event, I bought my first condominium. And what happened was that they passed this thing called Prop 13 in California, which limited the property taxes out there. And I had borrowed everything I could to get my life, you know, to get my down payment for my condo. And then they canceled summer session, and I didn't have any way to pay my bills during the summer. And the woman who sold me my condo was walking around these with holes in her jeans and this old beat-up VW, and she had $1 million club on her card, which, you know, back then it did mean something. But in any event, I thought, well, if she could sell $1 million worth of real estate, maybe I could sell one house and make my house payment over the course of the summer. Well, it turned out I sold two houses my first month at eight, my second, and I thought, wow, what did I go to college for? And then the downturn came about 3 years later, and I thought, I'm glad that I didn't give up my day job, which is my teaching job. So I actually taught college for a whole lot of years while I was running a full-time real estate practice and then ultimately the training program for 4,000 agents. So I guess you would call that, from a coaching perspective, a work-life balance issue. But what we, you know, what I've done in terms of our company at Real Estate Coach is that, you know, I thought that we're going to be doing all this coaching. I know, and we've been in that space for 16 years. And what it turned out to be is almost everybody who comes to us, Tim, they're really kind of looking for training. And I know there's not a really good distinction in the industry, but right now the thing that we seem to be getting hired for right now, and we've just picked up a contract with the Texas and California Associations, is for new agent training. So I thought I was going to get out of doing new, you know, training when I left California back in 1998. And it turns out it's still here. I'm still doing it, and I love it, and it's been very good to me. And for the people that are listening on the call, you know, training helps you, you know, to learn how to do something. But if you really want the implementation, one of the things that Tim and Julie are doing a great job on is they're helping people move from having the knowledge to actually putting it to work in your business. And that's why you hire a coach, because you want someone who's going to help you make that move and help you make that transition from knowing what to do to actually doing it. And that's where coaching really shines.
Oh, interesting, interesting. Well, you know, you've jumped ahead there a couple of questions. And so, I definitely did want to ask about your passion for training. And it sounds like that came out of your college experience then. And so you had a... Yeah, you know, and I've done that as well. You have a personal passion for one industry, and you're working to pay the bills in another, and then over time they come together, I guess. And it sounds like that's what happened with real estate for you.
Exactly. And, of course, with a background in psychology, it actually made it ideal for, you know, I know those of you who are experienced on this call today, oh, my goodness gracious, you need to be a psychologist to deal with all the craziness that goes on. You get a divorce or the other kinds of things that go on, or just dealing with lenders, my goodness, just to survive. You've got, you know, you probably need, you know, there are times you feel like you need somebody, you need your own psychologist, your own psychiatrist to cope just because so much craziness is going on. So that really did prepare me for some of the crazy things that happened. And I was selling in the Beverly Hills, Brentwood, Bel Air markets, which is, there's a lot of drama out there, high price points, but there's a lot of emotional things that go on. It's interesting as can be, but nevertheless, a little bit crazy sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, but I think the advantage of that is that you've been able to pick up all of this experience. And again, we're talking, you know, 30 years of sales experience. And so, you know,
yeah,
you've been able to...
Yeah, don't remind me that it's been that long. It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, you must have got into the industry when you were 10, right? So there you go. But...
Exactly. No, it was a little bit older than 10. You had to be 18 in California.
Well, yeah, so, you know, that's almost...
Thank you for
almost,
being kind. I appreciate
that's
it.
Well, so I think, you know, so you've got that training, and, in fact, and let me skip around again a little bit, you've developed corporate and organizational training curriculum that's being used inside some of America's largest real estate organizations. And from what I understand, the material that you've developed is used by the California and Texas Association of Realtors, which you already mentioned, as well as Coldwell Banker, Keller Williams, Prudential California, and United Real Estate, among others.
Well, I've been at it for a long time. So actually in 2004, I oversaw the creation of Camp 443 at Keller Williams. I reported directly to Gary Keller, which was a fantastic experience because he is, you know, I think the two smartest people in the industry are Gary and Brad Inman, but just in terms of being the innovators and the visionaries as well. So to be able to work with Gary and that organization, and that program is now being offered as Ignite inside of KW, but I was brought in as a consultant to help with that. And I was there for 6 months, and it was a fantastic experience for me. And then I ended up going, you know, I was teaching in California, but I had a chance to really work with that organization. Still have a lot of friends there. And then, of course, we were with Prudential California when I was at John Douglas Company. We acquired the Prudential California franchise, actually, and then they were bought out by Coldwell Banker, and I did a lot of work with them as well. And then, of course, we're working with United, and they are actually the United Country brand. It's an old brand. It's been around since 1924. It's been ranked as best franchise many times by Dun & Bradstreet. But most of us who are your residential brokers in metropolitan areas haven't heard of them, and they're just making a move over the last 3 years now to go into the they're actually going into the suburban areas now with a very interesting business model. So it's I've had a chance to work with people. I worked with a company in Australia when they were implementing a social media platform, and social media into their marketing proposition over there with professionals group from Australia. And the radio show that I do actually got the parallel show started with Kevin Turner in Australia. And he has a show that's heard by a million people in Australia every single week. So, you know, he coached me on kind of what we're doing on that side on our show. So it's been a really interesting journey to have had the international experience as well as to be able to work with some of the top people in the industry. But my passion really is helping agents to understand that our job is to be of service and to help our buyers and sellers make the best possible decision. We're not the decision makers. We're there to help them in that decision and to help them create that home that they're going to create their memories in. And that's where, for me, the passion is. So, you know, it used to be, hey, I know how to train. You know, I trained Mike Ferry stuff for 3 years, and I know how to do manipulation, and I know how to do scripts. But for me, the profound change came is when I made the shift to service, and it's made such a difference for me personally. And I know that there's a lot of stuff out there that's different, and this may not be the right message for everyone, but it's been the right message for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, and service is something that we proselytize about on a day-to-day basis, being able to really serve the buyers and sellers, being able to serve the market. And, you know, I think in the long term, that's the only way to really get fulfillment from the career. And, you know, and then there's the other part, too, about being able to go to, you know, being able to go to sleep at night and not feel, you know, those regrets and uncertainties and to feel like you made the good choices. And, you know, the service mindset is really what brings, brings that together, you know. So,
well, you know, Tim, there's a book that was done about 6 or 7 years ago called Billion Dollar Agent Lessons Learned, and Steve Cantor interviewed, I think it was 100 agents who have earned, you know, who have sold $1 billion worth of real estate. And that's pretty impressive by anybody's standards. And when I went through the book and I actually tracked it, about 70% of them were very highly involved in serving their communities in some way, shape, or form. And it's that community service that you see that oftentimes goes hand in hand with success. What we're seeing right now with the Gen Ys, they don't want to be marketed to like the boomers have been, you know, like we did in the past. You know, we used to do the brag books. You know, that would be your leather-bound book before we had technology. And then it had all these wonderful things about you in it. Well, what the Gen Ys are looking for now is they're looking, are you involved in your community? Are you volunteering for that walk for breast cancer? Are you out there serving for that, raising money for diabetes or whatever the cause is that you're passionate about? Are you maybe working with abused women? What are you doing to give back to your community? Because that's what they're looking for, because they care about the community and they want to work with someone else who shares that belief system.
Yeah. Now, speaking of those billion-dollar agents, last year the National Association of Realtors published an info news piece on their website. And, of course, I picked up on this because I thought it was quite intriguing. And it said only 10% of agents complete 90% of all transactions. But then they went on to say point blank that this top 10% of agents had a coach. And that was the part that caught me. I said, well, it's interesting for them to say that. So I'd like to ask you, because of your experience, do you think that's accurate? And from what you've seen, do you think that coaching and training makes that kind of a difference?
Well, let me tell you the tagline that we had on Real Estate Coach until I wrote my book, Real Estate Dough, back in 2009. Our tagline was realestatecoach.com, 7% of the agents do 93% of the business, the rest don't have coaches. And that is a statistic that has been around for about 15 years. So actually, it is about 7% of the agents who are doing most of the business. Now, part of that in today's environment, Tim, is the fact that it is really tied to the you know, there's a lot of stuff that's being done by teams now, but, you know, back in the day when that statistic first came out and I grabbed it for our tagline, the number was still that high. It's just there are a lot of people who have licenses who never do any business. And, in fact, Tim sent me something yesterday that I thought was interesting. There was a study that said there were only about 15% of the agents that could afford to, I know you've been talking about Zulia all week, Zillow and the Zillow and Trulia merger. But in any event, there's only about 15%, if you use NAR's membership at 1 million, only 150,000 agents in the country who can afford to pay $300 a month for any kind of service. So that's pretty stunning. Only 150,000 in Quebec can afford $3,600 in marketing per year. And that's not enough at all.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, your statistics definitely reinforce what I've read from the NAR. It makes sense that their numbers would probably be a little more conservative. But so, yeah, and again, from what you described earlier, and again, that's it's really a brilliant way to describe it. So the training teaches people what to do, and then the coaching, you know, really is where the rubber meets the road, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, like I said, you know, there is not a person that is probably listening to today's show that doesn't know what they're supposed to do. The question from, you know, that where you need a coach is what gets in the way. And, you know, my experience, one of the models that we came up with that I really love, and I think that this model really works well, it's called SLAM. It's Systems, Leverage, Attraction, and Mindset. And what we see, Tim, is with people who are new in the business, they really need to be focused on systems first. You know, do you have a CRM? How are you going to track, you know, the new inventory? You need to know the market statistics. Is the market going up or down? If someone asks you, how's the market, you need to say, oh, what price range are you in? And what, you know, how much, you know, where's your property located? Oh, in that area, the prices are $400,000 to $600,000. You've got 3 months of inventory, which means it's a strong seller's market, although that's up from 2 months, and it's looking like it might be a little bit slower right now. So, but this is a great time to sell. But, again, with the lower interest rates, it's still a very good time to buy. Is there something I can help you with? And what happens is what a lot of people do is they just say, oh, the market's great. Well, when you give someone those, you know, when you have a system that lets you track what's going on in terms of the inventory and you can describe it exactly, you're much more likely to get that business. And then the other thing, systems give you leverage. So that lets, you know, it lets you do more without having to work as hard. So, and that's where apps and other kinds of online tools come in. So when you're first in the business, you want to get your systems and leverage into place. But then attraction works at all the levels, and I know a lot of you are probably familiar with the laws of attraction. I just, you know, the bottom of my heart, the first time I talked about it to a group of top producers back in 1996, they looked at me like I'd flown in from Mars or somewhere. And, you know, since then I've seen it just really works. And it's really about who you are. You attract who you are is what we like to say. But then, you know, for people who are in the top tiers of production, it's mindset. It's the mindset that keeps them from going forward or from moving forward with great success. And really, attraction and mindset is where I like to coach. I know that's where Tim and Julie are coaching as well. It's really being focused on that, because that's when you get at the mindset, you're going to find at, you're going to be able to discover what's blocking you. I was talking to another coach who's based in Canada, and she had a very interesting system where she was having, the way her coaching program worked, she was having people write down every day what they were experiencing in terms of their mindset, just as a way to get, and then emailing it to her is very intensive, but, and she's charging a lot of money for it too, but anyway, but what was happening is she's getting a look at their mindset, and they're monitoring that every day. So just for the people listening on the call, you know, take time to write down what you're experiencing each day. And then when you do get on a coaching call, share it with your coach, because you're going to be able to see how your thinking's evolving, or you're going to be able to stop, you know, the day that you don't want to do anything, or the day that you're, you know, everything is going on. Take a look at your mindset that day. But keeping track of it is a way, it's having that awareness is the first piece in actually being able to grow and, you know, and develop and to break through those barriers that are holding you back.
Well, you know, and I guess for people who might be listening thinking, well, you know, I'm buying leads, I'm doing things that way, I've got the systems, maybe the technology systems, even if the business systems aren't necessarily all the way there for everyone. But, you know, for people who are looking at that saying it's a different world, this stuff doesn't matter, I would remind everyone that from an interview I did a while back with an executive from another company that works with selling leads to agents. This individual said that one of their biggest problems was agents get into lead buying thinking that it's an easy fix, but they end up having trouble because of poor lead follow-up and conversion skills. So even if you use the systems to fix these other parts, the coaching and training and really that mindset that you were talking about, it seems like that is really what people need to be fully engaged as real estate agents.
Well, I'm going to give a plug right now. I just finished an article last night, and my editor is going to run it at Inman on Monday, and it really addresses that problem. So it'll be on Inman News. That's Inman.com. And I don't know where it'll be, but it'll be on Zulia. And one of the things I say in that article is that don't pay for leads if you don't have follow-up systems. And don't pay for leads if you are not tracking to see whether or not they are working. You are wasting your money. If you can't return a call within 5 to 30 minutes, and preferably 5, you know, I mean, there are systems in place that will let you respond. I mean, a simple way to do it, if someone does, you know, does reach out to you and you can't, you know, you can either call them back, or we're going to talk about Facebook Messenger. You could just do a quick message to them on Facebook, just saying, I'm in a meeting, I can call you in 30 minutes. And just making that response is all you need to do. And it's so simple, but yet most people don't do it. And part of the trap is too, Tim, you know, a lot of people pay for Internet leads, but they think Internet leads are lousy. Well, there's a lot of gold in those Internet leads, but sometimes you have to incubate them for 3, 6, 9, 12 months. And, you know, they're just working to get their down payment together or their credit together, whatever it is. Or maybe they just need to know that, you know, they're going to be in their job for 6 or 12 months, especially if they're younger. So, again, it doesn't make sense to buy leads if you don't have the right mindset and the right tools to deal with them.
Well, you know, let me ask you really quick. Let me ask about Inman because, and again, this is something that personally intrigues me. You write for Inman News, which really puts you at the center of the industry in so many different ways. And I'm sure you also get tons of feedback. And so one of the things I wanted to ask about was your experience writing for them. And then I also wanted to ask if there are any really topics that jump out at you, you know, from the feedback, the letters, the emails that you get being a regular contributor to Inman.
Well, what's really interesting, Tim, people will post on what I put, you know, on my articles and things, but I'm in pretty regular conversation with people who are in leadership in the industry, and I belong. There are two groups that I am. Well, there's actually three groups I'm really actively engaged in with on Facebook. I'm not real good about keeping up with my personal profile. I mean, I glance at it, but I'm not doing a lot of posts over there. But there's a tech support group for agents, and this place is just a gold mine of great information if you're having a technical problem. And I like to post over there when I've got problems. They've been great about helping me solve them, but also getting feedback. So if I want a lot of feedback on a technology issue, I'll go there. And then there's another group that I'm very passionate about that's called Raise the Bar. And that's really about raising the standards in the industry. And Michael McClure has been kind of the driving force in back of those with Jimmy Mackin and Chris Smith. And they are just doing a fantastic job over there. And there are a lot of really good discussions about different ways that we can grow our business. And sometimes it's a little controversial, but it's, you know, that keeps me informed as much as anything. And then every year I do a leadership conference for women who are in leadership. We kicked out the last man, who was my husband, this year. But in any event, you know, we have that conference every June, and that's a private group. It's called AFIRE, and it stands for Awesome Females in Real Estate. And people make, you know, the guys have made fun of us about it. But we've attracted, for example, my keynote this in June last month was Pam O'Connor, who is the CEO of leading real estate companies of the world. We've had Sherry Chris, who's keynoted. You know, we've just had some really amazing women who've been part of that group. It's been a small, intimate conference, but, again, these are people that I'm blessed to have in my sphere of influence and to interact with. Leslie Appleton Young, who's the chief economist for the California Association of Realtors, she's actually leading our book club, which is way cool because, you know, when Leslie speaks, she'll have, you know, 5,000, 7,000 people in the audience when she does her update for the California Association. So it's kind of a cool place to be. and to be in conversation. And then, of course, I love talking to people like Tim. My goodness, Tim is, you know, I thought I knew a lot about the industry, but he's got all the skinny on the statistics and who's doing what. So I love talking to him. He's a great resource.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Bernice, we need to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we are going to dive right into some of the apps that we promised you at the top of the call. And so let's go to commercial, and then we'll get back into it right when we get back.
According to the National Association of Realtors, only 10% of agents complete an amazing 90% of all transactions because they have a coach. If you want the production and performance that comes with being a top producer, then you need one too. Not just any coach, but the leaders in coaching today, Tim and Julie Harris. Don't just take our word for it. Listen to what HGTV star and Atlanta top producer Colette McDonald has to say.
Hi, my name is Colette McDonald, and I'm with RE/MAX in Atlanta, Georgia. I just wanted to take a moment and give a shout out to Tim and Julie Harris. I've been a coaching client of theirs for the last 4 years. When I first started in this business 12 years ago, I was very successful, did a great amount of business, averaged between $8 and $10 million a year. When I contracted with Tim and Julie to be my graduate level coaches, my production increased by 20% per year. I am now trending $30 million this year. That's amazing results over 4 years of working with Tim and Julie Harris. I highly recommend them. Tiger Woods has a coach. And why does he have a coach? Because he can't see his swing. If you do what they tell you to, you will see huge results. I am living proof.
Only Tim and Julie Harris provide powerful one-on-one coaching along with all the lead generation systems, scripts, presentations, team building, and business planning tools you need to dominate your real estate market. We offer affordable pricing with no long-term contracts, and our entire coaching staff are trained professional agents with top producing track records. Take action now and visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. There's no risk, no obligation, just a free, personal, one-on-one call with a trained professional coach. Join the elite 10% of agents who make all the difference in today's market. Visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com.
And welcome back, everyone. I'm Tim Ventura, filling in once again for Tim and Julie Harris on a very casual Friday on Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are discussing apps as well as a little bit of coaching and training info with nationally syndicated columnist, author, trainer, and speaker Bernice Ross, who's going to tell us about time-saving, money-making, must-have agent apps. Once again, this is a live show, so call in with your questions to 347-857-1195 or write me questions at realestatecoachingradio.com. Okay, so we are going to bring Bernice back in right now, and then we will talk to her about some of these apps. Bernice, are you with us?
I am, absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you again for joining us and telling us about these apps. I'll tell you, we've got a pretty promising list here. We might run out of time. I'm a little bit nervous, but we'll see if we can get through them. The first one, from a tech perspective, is an app called Refresh. And I researched this last night. I think I've got the right one. It's a mobile messaging app for your phone that it's available at refresh.io, and it claims to search the web for insights about the people that you're meeting. And so I was wondering if you could tell me what makes this one a must-have in your book.
Oh, the Refresh, everybody at Real Estate Connect, that's the Inman conference that they had in July for, you know, where they bring technology together with the real estate practitioners. Everybody was buzzing about Refresh, and this thing is, as I said in my column, I said it is scary, but it is really, really good. And it's really, Tim, it really borders on being stalkerish. So I have one of my longtime clients, and I had a call coming up with him. He's a corporate client. And I had a call coming up with him this week, and I installed the Refresh app. And what it did is 15 minutes before my call with him, it sent me his dossier. And in his dossier, the first thing it showed is a picture of him holding this great big fish. And so I got on the call with him, and I said, well, you know, I there's an app you need to take a look at. It's called Refresh. And then I explained to him that, you know, I said something about the fish, and oh, my goodness, Tim, you think that, I mean, you know, he's kind of this really calm, quiet guy. It was like his passion just was ignited. He got so excited. He started telling me about his fishing, how he's moved to Florida, and he's got to learn how to saltwater fish because he's been freshwater fishing. And he was, the energy level was amazing. And what Refresh does is it pulls from their Facebook, LinkedIn, and any Foursquare, anything else that they're connected with that they've posted publicly online, and it gives you milestones. It may give you birthdays. It'll tell you what to ask them. Now, you want to be a little bit discreet because you don't want them to think that you're stalking them. But if you meet a new client and, you know the first thing shows up is the picture of that client holding a fish, and they'll tell you where they got the picture from is Facebook. I said, I have to notice on Facebook that do you like to fish? And what it does is it gives you a better way to connect, that it also lets you know more about that person you're dealing with. It helps to build connection, which for me is the ultimate way to be of service to that person and to convert that client.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, I mean, that does sound giant. That does sound giant. Now,
it's scary. It is scary how smart it is. I mean, it's just, I didn't know, I'd been out of town for the Connect conference. I didn't know my husband had been over to have a drink when he picked up the car from where we hit a deer at Iguana Grill, and he hasn't had me out there for 2 years, but he went out. It was kind of like, well, what was that about? And then also put up a couple of other posts I didn't know about. I said, you were doing what? It was all good, but it's just funny.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, next, let's, and again, I'm trying to bust through these so that we don't run out of time, but you'd mentioned the Facebook integration of Refresh as one of the things that it checks. You wanted me to talk about Facebook messaging, and this one is kind of interesting. I'd read a thing online that basically said, Facebook, it's about time. Where's the app? And then they came out with it. So,
This tool is really awesome. A few days ago, I got a message. I got something from Katie Lance, and it looks, Katie Lance is kind of she was the Inman social media maven. She built their membership up to over 166,000 likes and members. But she sent me this message, and I'm looking at it. I don't know what this is. There's like push the play button. It wasn't video. And when I pushed it, it was Katie thanking me for, something, I had sent to her, and she thanked me. But it was a voicemail, or the equivalent of a voicemail. It was an audio message. And the problem with voicemail, I've got to call a number and go pick it up. People aren't reading my emails. That's another issue. But when you send something on Facebook, it goes to my cell phone. So instead of just having a text message that says, thank you, Bernice, it says, dear Bernice, thank you for what you sent me, I get, hi, Bernice, I really appreciate it. And you hear this laughter and this bubbling voice on the other end. It is, and all you have to do to use the Facebook Messenger to do the record, there's a red button down at the bottom. There's a little icon, a little microphone. Press that. It brings up a red button. Hold that down. You can record a message of up to 60 seconds. So if the person is one of your Facebook friends, I think they have to sign up for a Facebook Messenger. I'm not certain on that. Though I got the message when I wasn't signed up, so I guess you don't have to be. But to get that message is more personal. So this is actually a better way to communicate because it lets you do the equivalent of a text message with a voicemail to do it on Facebook. So I thought this was a very cool app. And these are the two that I feel that the ones we're going to talk about today are far and away the most important.
Oh, okay. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about, and I want to make sure that I got this right, it looks like the features in Facebook Messenger are pretty standard Facebook messaging features, except that the app really kind of makes the ease of use there for you. Do you think that's correct?
Well, yeah, that's a good way of describing it. I mean, they've just moved everything onto mobile devices. They've been there, but this is just an upgrade. But for me, it was the combination, because I hadn't seen that anywhere before, and I get a lot of stuff. I just hadn't seen that combination of, like, the equivalent of a voicemail on Facebook. And that's, for me, that was very powerful because I like, it's just when someone hears your laughter or, it's like, oh, Tim, I have found the perfect house for you. We've got to get out and see this as soon as you can. This house is just so terrific. It's got everything we've talked about. Well, that's different from saying, you know, in a text, Tim found the right house for you. It's really perfect, you know, because the words are flat.
Yeah. And you're able to really captivate people. Well, next, let me move on to HomeSnap Pro, because this one, I thought this was interesting. I'm a little bit familiar with this. We've talked about this in the past. I've looked at their site in the past, which was a kind of a the pro version is kind of a version of the app that the last time I heard about it, the individual was saying it kind of lets you spy on your neighbor's home values. And what they were recommending was agents could use this as kind of a giveaway app. They could tell clients about it, and then the clients could basically walk around and snoop prices for houses. Now, I don't know if you're recommending to use it the same way, but it was intriguing. Can you tell me a little bit about HomeSnap Pro?
Well, first of all, HomeSnap Pro is now free for 12 months for anyone who's in an MLS in the United States. So that's the first thing. Second thing, how many times are you out in the field and you don't have a chance to log on to the MLS to get the comps? Well, all you have to do with HomeSnap Pro, and I don't care if I ever gave it to a consumer or not. I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, it's like it's got the whiz bang. This is cool. I'm a cool tech person when you walk into a listing appointment. But you can take a picture of a house, and then it will tell you the property value. So it saves you from having to do the search and enter it into the computer and all that stuff. Take a picture. This is, you've got their valuation. So, if you know, for me, I like it better than Zillow because I can do it with a picture, and it's also another way that, you know, you get people using HomeSnap instead of using Zillow. So I know for a lot of people listening, there are not a lot of people out there that love Zestimates. I've been out in the speaking circuit, and I know what the realtor response. They hate Zestimates. So
this is
another alternative.
Let me come back to this estimate thing in a second, but let me back up there for just a second. It sounds like, because I think that this is really important, I don't want anybody to miss it, sounds like what you're saying is you could use kind of the geolocation in the phone, you could use the camera. This app brings those together, and so you're standing in front of somebody's house, you snap a photo of it, HomeSnap tells you what the address is, it looks up all that data, and then it gives you an estimate right there, and you don't have to type anything in.
Yeah, usually they give you a range, so they're not going to tie down. They'll give you a range, and then you can play with that. For me, the best I'm going to see if I remember the name of this now, and I think it just escaped me. There's one tool that's, you know, for me is kind of like the best valuation tool on the market, and I'm drawing a blank on it right now. So if it pops back up, I'll bring that back up.
Well, okay. That is a giant step forward instead of having to try and type stuff in the little phone keyboard, you know, especially if you're with a client, right? Then you don't want to have to juggle talking to them and yet, you know, basically stall them while you type stuff in. Now, the next couple of apps here, and I grouped these together, Leap Motion and Wearfin, and these were kind of intriguing because they seem like they fit in the ergonomics category of helping agents use their computers on the go. Again, that comes back to, you know, not having to type so much on those little phone keyboards, which are just not easy for people to use, especially if you're in a meeting. Can you tell me a little bit about these?
Well, Leap Motion is already on the market, and it installs on your computer, and then it has like a little camera, and it will follow, you know, it will take commands from your hand just as if you were doing it on your tablet. And then there's been quite a bit of talk in the technology community about, we're going to be cyborgs essentially. We're going to be some combination of implants of technology and versus, you know, just being totally human. And, you know, the big decision in the next 10 years is, do you want to be enhanced? So you want to be able to speak French by having a chip implanted in your brain, or do you want to get it by the old-fashioned way? Well, one of the things that Wearfin does right now is that it's almost like if you've seen some of the blood pressure gauge or some of the things where you put the little things over your finger, two of your fingers, and then, you know, they can measure what's going on. If your oxygen level is a good analogy. Well, anyway, this tool works the same way, and then what it does is it lets you share videos, change TV stations, control visuals. You can all do this just from this little device. So it essentially makes your hand a keypad. I don't know how practical that is right now, but, you know, that's certainly we're moving more into this more 3D experience. and to have a physical, I mean, it's all going to come down to DNA, obviously. We're going to have, you know, we're going to be running computers on essentially what constitutes DNA, probably in not the too distant future. That's already under development right now. So you're going to see devices being taking less and less space and less energy to run. Lots of exciting things coming for our listeners in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, those are pretty exciting, too. You know, the Werfen on the website showed kind of it was a thumb ring, and then maybe they have some other versions of the device as well, but what I saw on the website was a thumb ring. You slip it on your thumb, and like you said, it turns your hand into a keyboard, and they also said you could use it as kind of a 10 key for some applications as well. So again, being able to give agents who are on the road in this mobile situation, you know, possibly working with clients, well, I guess if you're with a client, it also gives you something to talk about as well. You know, hey, check out this ring, and it lets me do this, that, and the other thing, and bam, there's your home value. So, yeah, I mean, those are definitely, definitely valuable. Well, let me move on to one called Piper, and this is a home automation security solution that ties into your iPhone. So I think that the iPhone part of that, the app part of that, is really what seems to make this novel. But can you tell me what made it interesting to you?
Well, first of all, the address is getpiper.com, and the number, you know, right now, I don't know if it's at the top list. I think it is, but it's either number one or number two. But in any event, I believe that that the things that Gen Ys want is a fully automated home, and you can now do this for $199 because Piper, you know, what it does is it lets you monitor the security. You can monitor the temperature and the humidity. If you have an elderly member of your household, you can, or even a baby that you want to keep an eye on, you know, you can set monitors up throughout the home. So it lets you track the occupants if needed. So it also notifies your mobile when if there's a break-in or if there's something, you know, there's a fire or something, it monitors everything that's going on. So with the price point coming down, you're going to see more and more adaptation. And we're seeing a lot of it right now in high-end properties, but this is something that, you know, almost everyone can afford. So the they're calling it the Internet of Things. This is where, you know, our refrigerator, our heat, you know, even our water systems, it's all going to be monitored where we can, you know, be much more energy efficient and to save us time and to save us energy. So it's an exciting change.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and online, one of the things that I saw was it looked like you can turn lights on and off. You can turn appliances, I mean, if they're connected to it, obviously. You know, you could turn some appliances on or off. You can also check security, check cameras. Like you'd said, you could check on a baby, check on an elderly parent. So, yeah, I mean, it's more than just a security solution. The home automation piece of that seemed really large. Let me ask you about Tracker Bravo, and I don't know if I'm saying that right. It's Tracker and then Bravo was the second word, which is kind of an RFID button, which is radio frequency ID, that basically it's a little button that you can stick onto objects like your keys or your wallet, and if you lose them, you can use your smartphone to find them. Can you tell me about this and why this one caught your eye?
Well, after my, I looked for my phone, and it wasn't my phone, it was my car keys, and I went through the two purses that could be in them and my suitcase, went through my two purses twice and couldn't find them. Then my husband found it in my purse, so I looked in three times. I thought, you know, I probably need one of these on my keys. So if you're like I am, and, you know, ladies, we, you know, the bigger our purse is, the harder it is to find stuff, even when you don't have that much in it. This is a great device. Also, it's a nice little closing gift, so it lets you track things that you may need to keep, I know, that you sometimes misplace. So keys are, you know, we're notorious for misplacing our keys in many cases, or it can be something else that you just want to track. And at $19.95 for two devices, this is a great deal. So I'm gonna break down and buy a couple just to put them on my keys so I can find out where they are.
You know,
put it on my phone too. I think so. It'll make your phone ring.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing where at first glance, and this is just me talking, but at first glance, when I look at that, I say, you know, this is one of the ones that I thought was kind of gimmicky, and I thought it's a little gimmicky, but the thing that gets me about that is it reminds me of the iPhone locator, you know, which I also thought was gimmicky, except that I've used it twice so far to actually recover my iPhone in places that I'd just forgotten I set it down. So, you know, it seems like this could be similar, except for other stuff like your car keys you've mentioned, or I think on the website they said you could slip it inside your wallet. I'm not sure if it necessarily has the range that the iPhone locator does, but, you know, the general idea would be if you've got your phone, then if you're in that general area, you can find whatever you've put these buttons on. So,
exactly.
Well, you also had some startups that you were really keen on, and these I didn't have time to look up, but they had some really interesting names. There was Lenda, Balcony, TryHouseCall, and PropertyConnect.com, and I'm going to come back to these after the show and look them up myself to learn a little bit more about them. But can you tell me about these a little bit?
Yeah, Lenda, you know, you can do all of your banking, you can buy a car online, you can do almost anything online except get a mortgage. And it is the mortgage part of the real estate industry is the one bastion of complete, just everything is a mess. And it takes so long. It's not efficient. And everybody who's been in the business, you know, faces this. Well, what Lenda wants to do is literally replace your loan officer with an iPad app. And what this will mean that you'll be able to make automatic deposits, pay bills, sign documents, do almost any kind of real estate purchase online. And it will let you complete the transaction, they hope, in 2 to 7 days without the aid of a loan officer. They say getting a quote, signing off on the disclosures, and completing the application only takes 30 minutes. And they also are reporting their average client is saving $18,000. Again, $18,000. So that's
a huge
amount. So I this could be a real game changer in the industry. I hope it is, because the mortgage part of the business really does need to be, you know, it needs to be redone. It doesn't necessarily, there are times there are just certain things that loan officers need to do, but, you know, a lot of times it could be a lot more simple. And by the way, the banks have been sitting on this technology. They were able to do refis within 30 minutes or an hour 6 or 7 years ago. So, This is putting money in their pockets, I think, is what's kind of going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and then some of the others, again, with Balcony, TryHouseCall, and Property Connect. Those also sound kind of interesting.
Well, first of all, Balcony is really great. You know, if you're with one of the big brands, you know, you're with Coldwell Banker or Berkshire Hathaway or REMAX, those companies, KW, they've got big relocation networks inside their companies, but 70% of the brokerages in California, Texas, and I've got to assume it's true nationally, are people that have 10 agents or less, and they can't afford to have a national relocation system. So Balcony is a new service, and what it is going to be, it's going to launch this fall. So this is brand new. These are startups. But it's designed to be the first peer-to-peer referral network. And part of the advantage is it'll let you vet other agents in the system, but also they're going to help make sure that you get that referral fee when the deal closes. So it remains to be seen how many people sign up or if it's going to take off. But I think there's a really good opportunity with Balcony.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, those first two are definitely interesting. Now, TryHouseCall, that almost sounds like some kind of a medical or doctor's thing, but it's not, right? It's something else.
Well, it's an alternative to Angie's List, and what it does, and this is the thing that's really beautiful about this, first of all, there's no charge for you to use it, and Angie's List charges you, but until now, you've had to, you know, if you wanted to say, you know, one of the things I've recommended in my column repeatedly is to set up a LinkedIn group, and you invite, you know, your clients to it. But on your group, you have your favorite service professionals. You know, in my group, I will share who my plumber is or who my roofer is or who does the best termite work based upon what I've seen during my years in the business. And what TryHouseCall.com does is it lets you do all of this in the app. So this means you can share that app with a client, or you can share the people that are in your personal list, as well as being able to access their people that they have vetted and that will do a good job. Now, Tim, I do want to mention one other app or one other program that I haven't talked about, and it's called It's called New Offer. That's NUOFFER.com. And they have just picked up a contract. They've been beta testing here in Texas, and it's not really beta testing. The app is, you know, their solution is actually up and running. But they just signed a contract with the California Association of Realtors to be part of the SIP Logic. So they now will integrate with SIP Forms. And what New Offer is, the founder is a guy named Imran Ali. And Imran likes to be efficient. He was a Keller Williams agent out there in California. And he found that filling out a DocuSign offer or .loop offer was taking him 40 minutes to complete one. If he had multiple offers like they have in California, it could take him up to 40 minutes. He has three offers, and, you know, you multiply that. It's 2 hours just to complete the documents. With New Offer, instead of having to go through page by page, you complete a cover page, and then it populates all the information into the offer. It takes 3 minutes. And the thing that's really cool about it is it gets your geolocation, and then it'll send a text message, are you ready to sign the offer? If you say yes, then it comes back to your tablet or your phone, and you've got a digital paper trail of that person, where they were, when they signed, and that message saying they were ready to sign. Then you've got the actual document. So this is, you know, this is great, like, for your agency stuff. If you're ever in a debate about procuring cause, you know, you've got a beautiful digital paper trail that you could take to court if you had to.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That does. That sounds like it's invaluable. That could be the next DocuSign from what it sounds like.
Well, I'm surprised. Well, with, I was surprised. I was waiting to see if DocuSign was going to do something with them, and it went with the California. I know the Texas Association and California Association are working with them, and it's a wonderful app, and, check it out. It's NUOFFER.com, and I think they work with, I think it can work with most forms, so I'm not certain if they've got DocuSign integration or not, but it is just a marvelous, marvelous app, and, it's just so simple. That's the thing that's great about it.
Well, and then I think Property Connect, that was the last one that we were going to talk about today. And that, now that sounds like that's a way to bring buyers and sellers together then, or does that do something
different? No, actually, it's a real-time bidding platform for rental properties. So what it does is it lets renters essentially make multiple offers on rentals online. So if you have, if you're representing, and there's been this whole shift, Tim, for the shift has been away from the hedge funds and those people buying a lot of the distressed properties. We're getting more and more of the mom-and-pop investors back into the market. So for the last half of 2014 going into 2015, you really want to be looking at the mom-and-pop side of the business, because that's who's buying a lot of the properties, and they've got cash. So, in fact, the typical investor buys like 2 residential properties per year for investment. So what this does, if you do have any investor clients, this is a great tool for it to help the landlord or the owner achieve higher rents, and it also helps them reduce their vacancy as well. So, again, brand new. These are all in startup. You know, how many of them are going to last, I don't know. But, you know, I think some of the ones that we've talked about today are, you know, kind of really cool.
Well, yeah. You know, and wow. I mean, these are all really remarkable apps that are coming out. Now, we burned through a pretty big list pretty quickly, and so I guess what I should do now is refer people to you if they have questions. They can email you directly at Bernice, BERNICE, at realestatecoach.com. And they can also learn more about your coaching and training, the products that you have online, everything that you do that's in your wheelhouse, so to speak, at your website at www.realestatecoach.com. So is that good contact info for you? That's what I was able to pull off your website.
Yeah, that's good contact. If you want access to our online 24/7 training programs, we put everything into learning management, visit realestatecoach.com/agent training. So again,
realestatecoach.com/agent training. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, we're almost out of time today, so let me close again by referring the audience to your website at realestatecoach.com or have them send you an email, bernice@realestatecoach.com. And do you have any closing thoughts for the audience?
Hire a coach, talk to Tim and Julie. They've got a great program put together. And again, one of the things that differentiates, you know, we talked about service. The other thing that differentiates top producers from everyone else is that they have a learning mindset. So it's the service and learning mindset. By the way, new agents, we did a survey in Texas here for new agents. The people who got their GRIs, who had that learning mindset, succeeded when most of the others didn't. So have that learning mindset, be a service, and take time to care for you, and that's one of the other things that coaching helps you to achieve. So contact Tim and Julie to get that help you need.
Wonderful. Well, Bernice, thank you again for joining us. And to our audience, thank you as well for joining us. Everyone, have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you all next week here on Real Estate Coaching Radio.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.